Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, we're taking that big stack of sources you sent over and pulling out the really sharp, actionable stuff you need. Today, we're zeroing in on, well, one of the hottest and toughest business arenas right now, Austin, Texas. I mean, think about it, whether you're running a cool little shop on South Congress or maybe a tech startup over in East Austin or even a big restaurant downtown, the basic problem seems the same everywhere there. How do you possibly get noticed online when new competitors are popping up like every single week?
Yeah, that's exactly the mission for this deep dive. We're looking at the sources to figure out the playbook Austin businesses are actually using. And it's more than just basic SEO tricks. We need to unpack the whole strategy, what the sources are calling a full stack digital partner model. That's what drives traffic, gets you ranked higher, and crucially, turns those clicks into actual customers, especially somewhere as competitive as Austin.
And what's really interesting about this material is that it isn't just about today. It looks ahead too. We'll definitely cover the essentials, like dominating local SEO. That's just table stakes in Austin, right? But we also need to get our heads around something new, something called LLM seeding. Sounds pretty future-focused. Okay, so let's start with the here and now. The sources seem pretty clear that local visibility in Austin isn't just nice to have, it's survival. Why is local SEO so non-negotiable there?
Well, the main issue is just the sheer number of businesses and how fast things move. Austin's economy is like exploding. The sources point out thousands of new businesses launch every year. They're all fighting for the same eyeballs, the same local customers. So when someone searches for something nearby on their phone, that fight for the top couple of spots in the local results, it's incredibly intense. If you're not dominating that local search space, you're practically invisible.
Right. And when you say dominance, what does that actually look like? What are the results, the outcomes local SEO delivers? It's got to be more than just, showing up somewhere on the list.
Oh, absolutely. It's much more sophisticated.
Well.
Local SEO aims to make you the preferred choice, not just a choice. So yes, the work gets you into those vital near-me searches. But strategically, it's about smart geotargeting. We're talking about boosting organic traffic, specifically from people who are actually nearby, potential customers. And honestly, really focused optimization is the only way you'll climb the ranks in Google Maps and get into that local pack.
Ah, the local pack, those top three listings Google shows.
Exactly. Being there instantly tells people you're legit, you're accessible, it builds immediate trust.
Okay, so local SEO acts like a digital signpost pointing people to your door. But it sounds like managing your reputation is part of this too. You can't dominate if people don't trust you. That's a critical piece. The sources really stress this. A solid local SEO strategy has to include improving online reviews and actively managing that reputation.
Think about Austin.
Yeah.
It's a city where word of mouth, even digital word of mouth, is huge. That star rating on your Google business profile, often that's the decider. So the whole strategy is about shifting from just looking at website hits to real-world results, getting people in the door, getting phone calls, booking appointments from qualified locals.
All right, so we understand why local dominance is crucial. Let's shift to the how. To really stand out in such a crowded place, you need some serious technical work behind the scenes, right? What are the specific technical levers these full stack partners are pulling?
Yeah, to get that dominance, the approach has to be really comprehensive. Fragmented efforts just won't work when you're up against thousands of others who are optimized. The sources lay out this core set of services that all have to work together. You need real expertise across the board. Okay, let's break down that core suite. Maybe start with the bedrock. Local optimization itself, right? Local SEO optimization is job one. For an Austin business, this means being almost obsessive about optimizing their Google Business Profile, or GBP. And you have to manage local citations, mentions of your business name, address, phone number across all the relevant online directories. Consistency is key. Plus, it requires creating content that's really deeply targeted to the local area, geo-targeted content.
But isn't that hard? Like you said, everyone wants to rank for best tacos in Austin.
Exactly. So the strategy has to be smarter. It focuses on longer, more specific search terms, long-tail, hyper-local variations, maybe targeting something like late-night casual dining near UT campus instead. It captures specific needs and, frankly, reduces the direct competition a bit.
That handles the where. But what about when someone actually clicks through to the site? The content itself needs to be smart too. Which brings us to on-page SEO. I saw the sources mention things like semantic keyword placement and LSI terms. Now, for listeners who remember the bad old days of keyword stuffing, why is this deeper approach needed now?
Well, it's interesting. This shift is really a reaction to two things: Google getting much smarter and the intense competition, especially in places like Austin.
Just stuffing keywords doesn't work anymore at all. Today's on-page SEO involves tuning up title tags, internal links, sure, but the real edge comes from semantic depth. Using LSI terms, latent semantic indexing terms, basically related concepts, proves your content is comprehensive. So if you're writing about Austin real estate, you also need to naturally include related concepts like mortgage rates, property tax info, maybe Travis Heights neighborhood guide.
Hold on, is that purely because Google's algorithms, like with EAT standards, demand it? Or is it the competition forcing everyone to be that thorough?
It's really both, but I'd say the competition forces the issue. If 1,000 other realtors are targeting the same basic term, the one whose content is the most thorough, the most helpful, the most semantically complete in Google's eyes, that's the one that's going to win. Semantic optimization basically proves your authority.
That makes a lot of sense. You have to out-expert everyone else. Okay, let's talk about the nuts and bolts. All that great content is kind of useless if the website itself is slow or clunky, right? Especially for Austinites maybe searching on their phones while stuck on I-35. What does technical SEO involve here?
Yeah, technical SEO is absolutely fundamental. It's all the back-end stuff that affects performance for both users and search engines. We're focusing heavily on site speed that's massive now with Google's Core Web Vitals. Also, perfect mobile responsiveness and making sure search engines can easily crawl and understand the site. A technical audit is step one, usually. It digs up those hidden problems, maybe messy code, broken links, server issues, things that can quietly tank your rankings without you even knowing.
Can you give an awesome example? Like, how does fixing crawlability help a local business there?
Okay, imagine like a big Austin brewery with lots of different beer pages, event pages, maybe a tap room page, or a local service company with pages for every neighborhood they cover. If their website structure is confusing, maybe the navigation's a mess, or the internal links don't make sense, Google's crawlers might not find all those important pages. That technical flaw holds the entire site back in search results. Audits find and fix those foundational problems. Got it. And that leads right into the last piece. Website design Austin. You'd have a technically perfect site, but it still needs to look good and work well for the actual humans using it. Precisely. The design aspect kind of pulls it all together. These full-stack firms build sites that are mobile-first, SEO-ready, and look fantastic. They have served two masters, really, convert the human visitor, and be perfectly structured for search engines to read instantly. The sources mention they handle both big redesigns, often fixing performance issues first, and brand new builds, making sure SEO is baked in from the very beginning. Okay, so that covers the technical stack needed to win the local fight today. But you mentioned looking ahead. This is where it gets really interesting, you said. Content strategy and LLM seeding.
This sounds like a big shift from just optimizing for Google search results.
It is a major pivot, and frankly, something all businesses need to start thinking about. Search is changing fast. It's moving beyond just typing keywords into a box. People are increasingly using conversational AI, I think ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Claude, often through voice search on their phones or smart speakers. When that happens, the old optimization rules change. The sources are very clear. LLM seeding is how businesses need to respond. This is crucial for anyone wanting to stay ahead.
Okay, define it for us. What exactly is LLM seeding, according to the source material?
LLM seeding is defined as the process of structuring your website's content so that large language models, the LLMs powering these AI tools, can easily understand it, index it efficiently, and then surface it prominently when answering conversational questions.
Wow. Okay. So that implies structuring content less for human reading flow and more for machine digestion. Is that right? What's the big strategic takeaway for a business owner?
The so what is huge. Think about it. If AI tools become the first place people go for information, getting ignored by those AIs, that's like not existing online in the future.
LLM seeding is about future-proofing your content. It dramatically boosts your odds of being the business the AI recommends when someone asks a relevant question. The goal shifts. You're now creating content that's structured, authoritative data, yes, for humans, but also designed explicitly for machine learning models to process and trust. You're optimizing for an AI recommendation.
Doesn't that make the content sound, I don't know, robotic? If you focus too much on machine structure, do you lose the personality, the persuasion that actually makes someone buy? Ah, that's the key challenge, isn't it? It's the big tension on this new frontier. The real skill is finding the balance. The sources suggest that focusing on things like structured data, using schema markup, clear organization, providing direct answers to questions, this actually improves clarity for both humans and machines. It's not about sacrificing quality writing. It's about organizing that quality content in ways LLMs are specifically trained to look for and prioritize, like using clear headings, lists, maybe Q&A formats.
Okay, let's tie this all back together for the listener. In a super competitive place like Austin, picking a digital partner who gets both the traditional technical stuff and this forward-looking LLM seeding strategy seems absolutely vital. What should someone look for in a partner who can handle both?
Yeah, the sources give some good pointers for vetting someone. First, definitely look for proof they've succeeded in Austin. It's a unique market. They need to show actual results there. Second, demand transparency. Clear reporting, real-time analytics. You need to see how the technical fixes and the LLM seeding work are actually impacting your bottom line.
Makes sense. What about smaller businesses? Can they afford this level of sophistication? That's another key point. Affordability matters. The right partner should work with small and mid-sized businesses, not just huge corporations.
And maybe most importantly right now, they must have proven expertise in LLM seeding and AI-driven content strategies. It can't be an afterthought. And finally, the strategy has to be tailored. No cookie-cutter plans. What works for a Sixth Street bar won't work for a B2B tech firm in the domain. Personalization is crucial.
Right. And it's clear that even though we focused on Austin because it's so intense, these strategies, the technical SEO, the web design, and definitely this LLM seeding, they apply everywhere in the region, right? Central Texas, surrounding areas.
Absolutely. The principles scale. Technical precision plus AI readiness. That's becoming the new standard for local dominance anywhere customers are searching online.
So we've really covered the gamut today, from deep backend stuff like crawlability audits, all the way to structuring content for futuristic AI conversations. Yeah, the big takeaway is pretty clear. Winning locally, especially somewhere like Austin, demands this coordinated full-stack approach. You need the technical SEO foundation fused with that forward-thinking AI strategy, the LLM seeding.
Ignoring how LLMs need content structured, that's basically risking becoming invincible in the next phase of search. Which leaves us with a really provocative final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If LLM seeding means we have to prioritize making content super structured and readable for AI summaries,
does that fundamentally shift marketing away from things like brand voice, storytelling, emotional connection? Are we being forced to choose machine efficiency over human charisma? That feels like the essential question. The trade-off we'll all be navigating as AI increasingly becomes the gatekeeper to information.
It's a profound question, definitely. Lots to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Until next time.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.